Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis on Saturday, July 13th, Two Motions 13. Thursday night, I did a stand-up show at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis with DC Pearson, and I'll play the audio of DC taking on the audience members of that show in the Leonard Maltin game at the end of this shorty, which will be very shortly. We added a 10 o'clock stand-up show in San Diego on Wednesday, July 17th at American Comedy Company because the 8 o'clock Doug Loves Movies is very close to sold out. So get your tickets for both of those, and I'll see you soon, sweet home San Diego. Now, as promised, DC versus MPS. Enjoy. All right, Minneapolis, I'm recording this shit. Yeah. Not fucking around. We're at the Acme Comedy Company. It could be Acme Comedy Club, so I had to double check on the company.
No, Doug, this is a company.
Yeah. C-O, period. And that is DC Pearson, everybody, who is going to... which is going to take on audience members in the Leonard Maltin game to win a fabulous prize package that I will tell you about right now. I will explain to you what's in the prize bag. I always like this part because the crinkling of the prize bag is picked up by the by my phone and makes for great listening. We've got Hot Off the Presses, Gateway Doug, my latest CD, plus my last one, Smug Life. You don't have to clap for the prizes, but that's cool. A dude recently gave me shirts that say Ganjapreneur on them.
I didn't become a Ganjapreneur by you giving my shit away for free, though. That's what that guy will say.
He included a letter. Should I read the letter? It's, it's a lot of words. But he included a letter that says, "Hello, Doug. Thank you so much for representing Legalize It Apparel. And hopefully one day we'll run into each other at an event. I have enclosed two shirts for you to rock. I will send others from time to time for you to rock. And help me get the word out about my company and legalizations." He wants to legalize many things. Oh, he says he wants me to take pictures of the shirts. I forgot to do that. But anyway, he'll send me more.
So help me God, if I ever find out that you are wearing the shirts instead of rocking them.
This is rocking them, putting them on your shoulder. Wearing them is wearing them. And then also included in this particular prize bag is a $10 iTunes gift card. You can buy, Bets and Interruptions or premium Doug Loves Movies episodes, including coming up very soon, the Super Tournament of Championships. Yeah, Sam versus Ham. And Matt Bronger. Yeah, Little Wolverine. That's going to be a very exciting, exciting matchup coming up soon. Oh, wait, I forgot some of the prizes. Some of the prizes are still in my armpit. So that's another extra special treat. The CDs will smell like my...
It's my limited edition. They charge more on eBay.
eBay is still a thing.
It is. I bought an iPod there recently. I bought a thing that was popular in 2006 off of a thing that was popular in 2006.
No, live. Let's see those name tags, Minneapolis. We got a few of them. Got some good ones. Some of these may show up again tomorrow, but I like Justin's Justin Hart dog. He showed that to me out front. That's a nice one. Derek and the Dominoes. I signed that one, so I've definitely seen that one before. And
should I pick now? Am I?
Yeah. Pick whatever you want, dude.
DC.
He's going with a Django.
That guy was banking on knowing my first name being everything he needed, but this one said Django Unchained, and I picked it because I want to know if this dude's name is Django. Like, it's Django, but with an E. It's the poster from Django Unchained, but with an E, and I just want to know the story.
Yeah, what's your deal?
I made it for the wife, but she is too embarrassed.
The wife? For those of you listening at home, he's off, he said he made it for the wife. So who did you think was the hero of Django Unchained, sir? He shrugged, let the record reflect. So is her name?
Jen, yeah.
Jen, I see.
Django, yeah, Django.
Django. Well, thank you for unchaining her long enough to bring her to the show. Cool poster.
Well, hopefully you'll win something for the little lady.
Thanks, John Wayne.
It's gonna be a good game, Pilgrim. A lot of regressive gender politics.
Which one of you is better at Leonard Maltin? He is? Okay, so you guys, so come on up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
You're gonna have to play against him.
Paul.
Get on up here, Paul. And
Doug, is this the asshole in the golf shirt?
Yeah, that's a reference from earlier tonight. I had read one of his tweets about how he said he's going to be the asshole in the golf shirt. And now he's up on stage. What a crazy world we live in. So share your microphone with MDC so that we can hear his answers. And audience, in case you don't already know, this is just a competition between DC and Jen. That's what I'm going to call him, because that's what his name tag that he's rolled up, so I can't even see it anymore. So it's okay, Jen. Don't be nervous, Jen. Jen gets to pick a category. Would you like... Wow, there's a lot of coughing going on in here. Could it be the day after 7:10? Would you like... You have my permission to die. And that's movies in which Batman actors die, actors who have played Batman die in other films. Or would you like Golden Showers Playbook? That's movies that begin... Those are movies that begin with P. The letter P. Or Finding Chemo. Okay, yeah, fuck that category. That's too depressing. Let's go with super rhymey, and that's movies that where there's rhyming words in the title. Which one of those would you like to play, Jen?
I'll take the Batman one.
Batman one. All right, guy in the back is thrilled for your decision.
Sexually gratified by it. Yes.
I want all the Batmans to die while I jerk off to it.
Oh, come on, Adam West's corpse. Oh, people are offended by that. Bang, pizzow.
Too soon. He's not even dead yet. The year is 2010. 2.5 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie. That he says about this movie: how much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? That's a harsh opening line. He also says about this movie that that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny. and he lists six names. And of course, it's got a Batman actor who dies. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jen?
I'm gonna have to go with all six on that one.
All six. That's a smart opening bid. Then we go to DC.
Doug, what year was it again?
The year is 2010.
2010?
Yeah. 2010, A Space Odyssey.
I'm going to go with four names, Doug.
Ooh, four names, Jen. What are you going to do with that?
You're going to have to go name that movie, I guess.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. How are you feeling right now, DC?
Not well, Doug. I was transfixed by somebody's Darth Vader doll in the front row. I missed a good deal of the descriptions. I really appreciate it. Well, he was like motioning with it in a weird way and pointing at it. And I don't know what I meant to glean from it, but I think it's bad. I think I might not leave Minneapolis, Doug. This might be it for me, so even if you give me those clues one more time, it might be some of the last words I ever hear. To my girlfriend, I love you. See you on the other side.
2.5 stars, 2010.
2010.
How much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? Asks a very cynical Leonard Maltin. But he also says that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny. And he lists six names, of which you get four. And Val Kilmer is your first name. Then Maya Rudolph. Then Powers Booth.
Doug, the movie is MacGruber.
Yes, it is. Sit the fuck down, Jen. Thank you for playing. Thank you for trying. So we have to get the Darth Vader up here.
Yeah,
you got to get up here.
Yeah, his name tag that he was gesturing with earlier, it says Des Star or Bust, which is a sign that is being held by, like, this is like a vintage Darth Vader doll, right? It feels like, come up,
so,
you're, okay. You've been selected.
Oh, yeah.
You've been chosen.
Yeah, it's got the I'm not that much of a geek. I was like, what can I do? What do I have in my creepy house with all my people hanging out? We've got Doug Hates, you know, the song, you know that stuff. And then it says, can't care, is a sticky seat. And then it says, close.
You know what? Sit down.
So to explain it in English.
You know what? You can explain it to me when we're smoking out in the parking lot after. Let's play the game.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So your name is Des, yes? All right,
his name is Des. And Des Star. It's like Death Star. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's gonna be great.
Alright, Des is into this. Des gets a big category. Okay. Would you like The Past and the Curious? That's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. Or would you like Dis Christofferson? And that's Kris Kristofferson movies that got 2 stars or less from Leonard.
I don't even know any of those.
Or What You Talk About, Willis? And that's movies where Bruce Willis is heard but not seen.
What You Talking About, Willis? I'll take that category.
Okay, you like that category? Would you like What You Talk About, Willis, from 2006 or 1990?
Oh, let's go 1990.
Oh, interesting. Okay. 1990 is the year of this movie that Leonard Maltin calls militantly offensive. Yeah, and he says that the movie has a climactic apartment fire that may traumatize young children. And Leonard lists 11 names.
Oh,
yeah. 11 names. How many names do you think you need?
I'll go too deep in that ass. I'll go too negative.
Negative two?
Negative two.
He says negative two names, DC.
I don't want him to go too deep in my ass. I do want him to name that movie.
All right, so you have to name it, and then you have
is
to
it
name
it. Who's talking to?
What are the top two people Gosh. Billed in the movie?
John Travolta and Kirstie Alley? Yeah.
And what was the title again?
Look Who's Talking, T-O-O-2.
That is all correct. Oh my God! Dez is a savant.
Take your bag, take your doll, take your bag.
You can return it to its place of honor in your ass.
I'm in your ass.
Well, congratulations, dude. That was very, very nicely played. Yeah. Negative two. That was
very... I love it. He was like, oh, okay, I don't want to... I'm going to get too deep up in that ass. A movie about babies. Hey.
Crap Kingdom is still in stores.
Still in stores. So... Yeah,
if you're a young adult,
if you're a young adult and you're listening to this, or if you're anyone, it's a humorous fantasy adventure novel that all ages will enjoy. And then my first book, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To, is also still available. It's a novel, it's science fiction. If you're listening to this, you'll enjoy both of them.
Yeah, if you like books, check them out.
You're into that.
Yeah, this is Doug Loves Books. DC Pearson, everybody. And as always, wait, where's the person who lost? That guy. Who's the shit in? Anybody at all?
Probably.
Okay. As always, Prop 8 is a shit in.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.
Danielle, guess what people are saying about How to Survive with Danielle and Christine?
What are they saying, Christine?
Very funny, charming, and just the right amount of stupid. This podcast might also save your life.
That's a perfect description because on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, we teach you how to survive the things that could kill you and the stuff that makes you just wish you were dead.
Totally accurate. So tune in to
How to survive with Danielle and Christine.
And as always,
remain calm.